Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights. We'll be swimming when we die. Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky. Where the stars
have always died. Orange Foucault. I am Arthur Jura, and now your host, the MC, the Master of Change, Filippo Montaggio. Well, I have to say that it has been an interesting time. We're calling this episode not only the at-home edition of the Life Changes Show, but this particular episode, Top 10 Positive Eye-Opening Changes During Coronavirus Times. And we have all, each in our own different ways, experienced so many changes. And because Dorothy, Mark, and I work with so many people, either as coaching or we're connected to various communities, and with Vortex Emergent Team and our listener feedback, it has been wonderful to have so many people also share not only the things that are going on that are concerning them or might even be scaring them, in some cases worrying them, but also they'll mention, and sometimes first thing, how something wonderful has happened in this time because of what's going on. And it's interesting that we often hear various people say, never forget, or I never forget. And a lot of time that's refers to something negative. And at this moment, we'd like to encourage that phrase also be attached to some very positive things that are happening in this moment that we like. And may we never forget that we like these things. Let's anchor them in. We want more of these things. And as life may get busier and things change in various ways, that we can remember, we can share with each other, we can remind each other, we can write about it and share stories and do shows like this and talk about the positive things. Because if what we focus on expands, then I trust that this show will help inspire more of a focus on this, along with everything else that we might have to look at in our lives and in our world, of course. So we're going to come back not only with the top 10 positive eye-opening changes during coronavirus times, but we are going to be coming back with our musical guest, Lauren Lugo, and she fits right into this conversation, and you'll see why. Tonight, this episode is presented by the Life Changes Show and Vortex Immersion, and you'll see why as well when we come back here on the Life Changes Show right after this.
Hey, everyone. Have you ever thought to yourself, I wish I had more insights from the Life Changes team? We've thought that too, and we've got some great news. We've partnered with Himalaya Media to give you an even better, more exclusive experience. Whether you like to listen to us live on our website or in a podcast like on your Apple Podcast app, we encourage you to also check us out on Himalaya. Not only does Himalaya have lots of cool features like curated podcast playlists and collections, along with personalized recommendations, but we have launched a members-only edition to the Life Changes Show, and it is only available on the Himalaya app. As a member, you'll get everything you already love about the Life Changes Show, but with some special benefits. One of the best things about being a member is that you'll also have the sweet satisfaction of knowing that you're supporting the show. Find out how easy it is to listen to your favorite shows on Himalaya, and please consider becoming a member of the Life Changes Show for a nominal amount. Learn about the exclusive offers you'll get as a member. All you have to do is download the Himalaya app, that's H-I-M-A-L-A-Y-A, and join us there. Thank you for listening, and thank you for joining our family. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with your host, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com, which include luminaries such as comedian Michael Collier, actress Gabriella Wright, performing artist James Hood, and author Ken Honda. Email your comments and questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com. You can also comment via Twitter @LifeChangesShow and Facebook @TheLifeChangesShow.
We are back. I'm sitting here with Mark Leisure and Dorothy Lee Donahue. And Mark Leisure, our co-host and producer, is also CEO of Vortex Immersion. And that was one of the changes that had led to this list. Mark invited Dorothy and I to be on this Zoom meeting. And I was moved by this, but I noticed by being able to watch people's faces that so many people not only were moved, but the meeting ended up going 45 minutes or it seemed an hour or so longer. And everybody that could stay stayed on because they wanted to share and they wanted to hear everybody else. And people were thanking each other for the comments that they made. It was such an amazing experience. And that's part of the, maybe that's number 11 for me.
Well, and thank you for joining us. And we have, I'm blessed with a team of like-hearted, like-minded people that already show up in the world a little bit differently in terms of their passion is to look at things differently, to take care of each other and the world around them. And so we've been having this weekly community circle and where it's a little bit different than a business meeting. It really is an opportunity to share. It's an opportunity to play and laugh a little bit. So it's a break from the constant focus on the negativity and the trauma and the challenges that everybody's going through, either in their families, their homes, their schools, navigating this situation. But hopefully a brief respite. And yeah, that fell nicely into that circle to be able to take a moment to look for the treasures that are all over when we choose to look for them in this, very challenging time.
Mm. And actually, technically, what you said is included in what we're going to be discussing as far as the top 10 list is concerned. So technically, we don't need an 11. But that is actually the point, is that there are lots. There are so, so many. And this is just a scratching of the surface. So thank you for inspiring that, not only with your team, but with us and our listeners. So between listener feedback, Vortex Immersion team, and the Life Changes team, here's what we got.
Well, and we've, we've captured a top 10 list that really holds space for so many different things that we're seeing document every bit. There's just so much. I was kind of astounded at the amount of positive feedback that we got.
Yes.
So this is a way to memorialize that and to help us focus more on these changes. Dorothy, go ahead and start with number 10.
Number 10, a new level of compassion and awareness. Things suddenly matter that didn't matter before.
Mm.
Convenience store, grocery, medical and service maintenance workers are now being seen as heroes.
Mm-hmm.
Deaths via poverty suddenly being accounted for and compared to the virus. Mental health is a major central topic of discussion.
Mm. Yeah, this was the things like the deaths via poverty, and suddenly people are talking about this and they're comparing it, and it's like this has been a norm to life until now, but the fact that it's a topic and when people are talking about the amount of deaths for the coronavirus, and then people are responding by saying whatever it is, 8 million people a day or something are dying from poverty it's astounding how it's shifted the awareness to other things that just simply aren't right that weren't being addressed.
A new level of compassion and awareness. I really like that, and it things that suddenly matter, because they always mattered. It just wasn't in our awareness. People are busier. People don't normally think like that, and we're seeing so many more people address these, at least in conversation, having compassion for each other.
Yeah, so many people are just absolutely taken aback by the news that they are seeing, because they've been so busy just going through their day, and now they have time to think and to see and to be aware. It's a great thing.
It is a great thing. Well, moving on to number 9, people helping people, rallying together. This is near and dear to my heart for any of you who follow the Life Changes show or who follow Life Changes also. That's a different Facebook page where we paste post Life Changes moments. These are the kinds of things that we've been posting almost every day for the past couple years since we started that page. People doing things like this, and we're just seeing so many of them now, and we're so busy with so many other things that we haven't had a chance to really update that page. But you can go and find so many of these in general. Here are a couple that are people are noticing right now, like in a Georgia bar. An owner, one of the fun things they used to do is they used to tape or staple dollar bills or $5 bills or what have you on the walls of the bar. And the bar was covered with this. And when the bar had to close, the owner unstapled all the bills so that she could pay her employees that that she no longer could afford to pay during the stay at home. Dorothy, how much did that amount to?
$3,714.
Wow. So a 16-year-old, he flies supplies to a remote. How did he fly the supplies?
Yeah, he had his license.
This is a news announcement on the Good News Network is where we saw that originally. And he's a 16-year-old that had just gotten his license, and he's used that to fly supplies to remote hospitals. Extraordinary.
Wow. And a man uses his savings to fill up gas tanks for dozens of nurses. That's a short list. I mean, we share so much every day with each other, and so many people share with us. So please remember, people are helping people.
Every day when you go out for essentials, people are actually thanking the people behind the counters and helping people in ways and expressing gratitude. It's really cool.
And I just have to share gratitude to your son, Mark, to Mark, your son, Jet, for saying, hey, this needs to be on the list. And of course it was going to, but it was he who brought that up and wanted to make sure that we knew he recognized it too.
Absolutely. And number 8. If this moment in history has even a hint of a silver lining, it's that the urgency and innovation of business is a business in a crisis will become a template for business as usual.
Mm.
This was taken out of a recent article about the Ford prototype design lead, Jeff Sturgis, testing a full face respirator mass prototype. This is a repurposing of resources due to crisis, and how quickly and immediately a call to action can be addressed, and how massive change can be effectuated. It is always stunning to me how much cash was on hand during good markets for many of the big companies, and of course their stock would be valued so strongly based on cash on hand. And yet the disconnect between those resources and the ability to solve problems so quickly with just a fraction of it, really calls to heart this number 8. Also, streaming and collaboration tools and upgrades abound.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's online, so suddenly every streaming platform has new tools, new ways to collaborate better. You see many screenshots of these Zoom calls and other platforms being able to integrate their voice and their music and sharing, and it's used socially and it's used business, and ultimately from a business perspective, it's proving that distributed workflows can work, that you can accomplish successfully in the enormity of business tasks through the virtual environment, through a distributed environment. I think that's going to lead to all sorts of changes across the board in terms of how we work from a global perspective.
This is already so exciting to me, and I'm looking forward to 7654321 when we come back here on the Life Changes Show. And a little later on, we're going to have live music from her home here in California, and we'll share why that's even more important when we come back a little later with our guest, Lauren Lugo. In the meantime, we'll be right back on the Life Changes Show with Mark Leisure, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and myself, Philippa Voltaggio, right after this.
Want to connect with amazing people who are committed to making a difference? From the Heart Tribe is a platform, community, and movement with the purpose of bringing like-minded humans together to help animals and the environment in order to gain a stronger connection and understanding of the world around us. They're dedicated to effectuating positive change by empowering individuals to organize meaningful and engaging experiences that build compassion for animals and the natural environment. Their founders and members' passion is to inspire others to actively get involved in their homes, their communities, and the world, to raise awareness about the issues we face, and most of all, to be part of the solution. Through their efforts, they have also accomplished some amazing and tangible achievements. Their Pickup for Paradise beach cleanups have collected over 50,000 pieces of foreign debris. And also, thanks to animal rescue and recovery volunteers, over 30% of the volunteers have become vegan or reduced their meat intake. Daily habits make a big difference. Please join any of their upcoming events by going to fthtt.org and signing up for their newsletter. You can also follow on Instagram and Facebook at From the Heart Tribe. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include influencers such as author Ariel Ford, business luminary Nolan Bushnell, and actress Dee Wallace on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Please send any comments or questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. This is The Life Changes Show, the at-home edition, and I'm here online with Dorothy Lee Donahue, our executive producer, and Mark Leisure, our host, our co-host and producer. And the person who inspired this list that we're going through, the top 10 eye-opening changes during corona, positive eye-opening changes during coronavirus times, presented by not only Life Changes, but Vortex Immersion as well. And we were, we did 10, a new level of compassion, 9, people helping people and rallying together, 8 how innovative businesses can be and quick moving at that, and we're at 7. Dorothy?
7, better days in the neighborhoods. People are singing songs from their balconies all over the world. There's people walking around the neighborhood who didn't used to. And there are neighborhood driveway and rooftop exercise gatherings. There's so much going on. I have noticed when I go from my apartment to the garage that people who wouldn't even look in my direction now smile and ask me how I'm doing. It's really interesting. People are beginning to acknowledge that they have neighbors.
You know, it's funny you should say that, Dorothy. I used to like to walk around the neighborhood and talk on the phone, and I think I was one of the only ones that did that without a dog. There were times when I did it with a dog, but obviously I wrote a book about it.
Carry a
leash? No, I didn't carry a leash. Oh. I didn't have the dog. But I feel like I used to have some funny looks from people saying, like, why are you walking around? And now there are so many people walking around the neighborhood, and everybody's distancing, but it feels good.
They're distancing, yet they're waving and
yes,
smiling.
And smiling, hello. Yes.
Try doing that in L.A. 3 months ago.
And saying, yes. How are you?
Yes. Yeah, and nice to see you.
Good to see you. Yeah. Take care. Yeah. question.
So number six, Earth is showing immediate signs of recovering. So this one is powerful because it's been everywhere and it's been evident. And I called to mind the meme that came out early after that, where everybody felt like the Earth has said, go to your rooms and think about what you have done.
Oh, you posted that. That's right.
And there's things like clean water in Venice canals was revealing sea life. The Himalayas visible from India for the first time in decades. Los Angeles air cleanest in decades, and some say cleanest in the world. And after 13 years, giant pandas finally mate during zoo closure during this time.
Where are they, in L.A.?
So many. I don't remember which.
Washington?
It might have been. Then there's so many other examples, including other memes where they have various zoo, actually tragic pictures of zoo animals. And it says, are you tired of being quarantined yet? Well, imagine this kind of thing. So it's again, causing people to rethink and relook at things that have been considered normal up until, you know, this period of time.
So Earth is showing signs of recovering, and it feels good to look out and see less smog, and the air feels cleaner. And
it is cleaner.
And to walk around in it. And
I've been in L.A. for long enough that, even though I grew up in the Midwest, south of Cleveland, but I've been in L.A. long enough that it feels like home. And there are, from some of the, before quarantine, from even then early enough during the hikes, I could see areas of L.A. that you could never see from up there because of the smog. And you could see all the way down past Palos Verdes. You could see the island so clearly. Mm. And since then, it's only gotten more clear, even though we're not able to travel and go outside. It's just been stunning.
And some people say in the Venice canals, it's the water is less turbulent, so that's why things are settling down and you can see. But just that experience alone is creating an experience for people. So speaking of experience, I have to say, Mark, one of the things that struck me that somebody on your team at Vortex Immersion Media said in concise words, it just struck me so much. She said that she has given up so much and realized that she hasn't given up anything, but has actually gained so much. Now, I don't know I don't remember the exact words, but we wrote it down as gaining so much by losing nothing, realizing how much we have had that wasn't really essential.
Very, very interesting. There's so many people that are beginning to realize what essential really means now. And it's quite interesting.
Well, actually, I take issue with that because I know the grocery stores and obviously the hospitals and stuff. I understand the essentials. But to me, a hairstylist is essential. And if anybody
definitely shows the difference in perspectives.
So here's to the hairstylist, Marlene. I missed you.
But yeah, that line is so powerful. Gaining so much by losing nothing.
Yeah.
Even if it's metaphor, you know, everybody's experiencing some form of loss or adjustment or change to their lives, to their normal. But realizing what value is, right? What is essential, and gaining so much more by really losing nothing that matters.
Mm.
It's incredible.
What I have learned is the number of people in my life who are essential. And I messaged yesterday so many of them, just a simple message, you are essential.
Oh, by the way, I got one of those. Mark, did you?
I did
get one. Oh, okay, good. I just wanted to make sure. I have to tell you, when I read that, I just, it's like flooded with so much love. I don't know that I've ever heard anyone say that to me. You are essential. So thank you, Dorothy. And I know I said it to you, but I'm going to say it now. You are essential, Dorothy.
Thank you.
You are essential, Mark.
Thank you.
And this
you
next...
You are essential, and your hairdressers.
Right, thank you. And
definitely.
This next one is essential, too.
Number four, being present, a return to quality time. So we're stuck at home, a lot of us, and this brings us closer to our spouses or our family members or our roommates. And this gives us time we can choose to play with the family or really figure out how we got to be family and have some interesting conversations. There are very creative solutions being employed by families and friends at home and online. Mm-hmm. With Zoom, there are conversations that are being had. And I've talked to family members that I haven't talked to in a long time because they didn't have time to talk. And now they have time. Mm. And so we're catching up and figuring out what's really important.
Mm-hmm. Big time. So moving on to number three, this one hits close to home. And again, it's kind of stunning, but yet with such a large percentage of the population, you would think that it wouldn't have taken this to increase elderly awareness.
Mm.
So many people have been talking about the elderly, making certain that they're cared for, getting groceries to their parents and grandparents, concerned about their health because of the nature of the virus itself. Then certain examples like Tyler Perry paid for seniors' groceries in 72 grocery stores, contacted 72 grocery stores and made sure that their groceries were covered.
Mm.
The increase in the concern for their care, their food, and in general, their connection to community, which so much was an oversight or not even on the radar. When I was younger, I used to volunteer at a elder care facility, and no one would come in and visit some of these folks. They didn't have family left, and so we would just sit and listen, and they would light up telling stories. Mm. So it called to mind those memories and thinking about how, wow, now people have come together to be aware and to go out of their way to take care of them, which is wonderful.
May we remember that and on the other side of this, no matter what. And number two, a global ceasefire has been declared by the UN, coming together to fight a, quote, common enemy, the virus, puts the differences and need for power or control to the side, and the focus is survival as a species. Just to imagine that, for the most part, Their guns are down and the hate is put aside and for that matter the fear from some somewhat subsided. Just a very interesting moment. It for those of us who it just that sense energy or feel energy, it feels different.
Well, everything becomes critical when your life's on the line.
Mm.
Right? And that killer be killed mentality, shifted, and everybody's, found that common ground, or at least is starting to. I think that's such a monumental and powerful shift that the things that mattered in terms of what we would fight or die for suddenly are slid, to the side in priority of a common goal, which is, the furthering of humanity and civilization in general.
Mm. Yes, indeed. And so when we come back, we will have our number one top 10 positive eye-opening change during coronavirus times presented by Life Changes in Vortex Immersion. And also, I have to say, listener feedback and community comments that have come in through the pages, emails, et cetera, et cetera. So this is a microcosm of some of what we've experienced and we trust just the beginning, and others are doing similar, and we applaud their efforts as well. We're working on posting this page so that it can also be shared in that way, as well as the archive of the show will be posted in a day or so. And when we come back, not only are we going to have the number one top 10 on our list, we're also going to have our Ask Dorothy question. And a little later on, live music online from home with Lauren Lugo, all on the Life Changes Show when we come back after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and the little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA, with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online at lifechangesshow.com, via Twitter at Life Changes Show, and Facebook at the Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and Dorothy, online at home edition of the Life Changes Show, and we're talking about the top 10 positive eye-opening changes during coronavirus times. This is presented by Life Changes and Vortex Immersion, and along with listener feedback and community feedback. We have been overwhelmed in some cases with so much love being poured out to us, encouragement being poured out to us as the Life Changes Show, but more so by the love that people have for each other and how they're sharing it more, and they are noticing. That's the thing. It's one thing for people that work in this area and see it and try and share, do you see this? And do you see but people are seeing it and they're bringing it to the attention of others. And may we continue to remind ourselves, like on this list so far, top 10, number 10, a new level of compassion and awareness for each other and for things that matter. Number 9, people helping people, rallying together. Number 8, innovation in business, innovation of business in a crisis, which can become the template for business going forward. Number 7, better days in the neighborhood, and more neighborly attitudes towards each other. Number 6, Earth is showing immediate signs of recovering. And number 5, gaining so much by losing nothing. Number 4, being present, a return to quality time, families and friends. Number 3, elderly awareness. And number 2, a global ceasefire. And now Dorothy has our number 1 of the top 10 list.
Number 1, remembering who we are, a global and individual recalibration, knowing ourselves. Who am I? How did I get here? How have I been living? What really matters? Mm. Some of my clients have said, I don't think I will go back to doing what I was doing. Mm. I've been looking at my life and I feel I should be doing this instead. Mm-hmm. And ask if they'll be successful at it. Of course they will, if they're figuring out who they are and why they're really here. Mm. And so many people have just been in lockdown. Before the lockdown, they were locked down and just putting one foot in front of the other and going to work and doing something that they didn't enjoy or really want to do, but felt they had to do.
Now, that's an interesting way of putting it. I hadn't heard you say that even to me, that there was a quarantine before the quarantine.
There was.
And this is a way out, potentially.
It is.
Wow.
I think it's a great way out because people are saying, wow, they're taking a look at what freedom to express themselves really means. And they're taking a look at their lives, which I think is great. And they're having opportunities to talk amongst their close friends and their relatives and roommates and seeing what works and what doesn't work.
Yeah, I've been stunned to see how the whole world is like one big giant Life Changes show. The inner child in everyone, from celebrities to you know, just common folk that have been online, that have been sharing and saying, wow, I forgot that I knew how to paint. And wow, it's been years since I picked up my guitar. You know, and or, boy, I haven't danced in forever and it feels so good. And so the opportunity to return to who they or who we really are is, I definitely think is worthy of this number one.
And there are definite things that come up that are not fun. And some of that is potentially good news, depending what we do with it, because potentially it was there all along and we just never had the time to look at it, or it just didn't bother us enough, but it was there. And so all these little things that didn't bother us enough have been bothering us all along, and now all of a sudden they bubble up, and may we learn to deal with them, hopefully once and for all, as we remember who we are and recalibrate.
And speaking about, you know, remembering who we are and knowing thyself or thyselves, you know, it's only appropriate to take a minute out and acknowledge that we are choosing to look at the gift and the gifts in this, you know, challenging scenario. And so many have died. So many are suffering. So many families have experienced loss. And that is not lost on us at all. But to try to find the light in and amongst these changes and all of that pain that's being endured is why we're sharing this today.
Thank you, both of you. Mark, for inspiring this. Dorothy, for filling in so much of this. And thank you to all of you that really... you're the reason we're doing this, and the comments that we get tell us we're on the right track. We've been on this track for actually exactly 11 years, and even before that, we were working up to doing something like this, and we finally got started, and here we are continuing. This is not new for us, and we are... We are here.
One heck of a way to celebrate our 11th anniversary.
Yeah. Yes.
It's not exactly what I had in mind, but this is great.
We have each other, and we are here after 11 years, so thank you to you both. And again, thank you for all who have either followed us all along or joined us a while back or just joining us now. And if you find this... helpful for you, potentially so many other people will too. Please do share this show, share our website and our Facebook pages. You'll see so many positive posts there, and also not just positive messaging, but even if it's something that feels negative or is difficult, we always try and find a way to make it more palatable and help people along the way. So that's so much of who we are here at Life Changes. And so with that has been our top 10 positive eye-opening changes during coronavirus times. Thank you again to all who have submitted, and then again to Vortex Immersion Media. And now we have our Ask Dorothy question.
Dear Dorothy, my name is Scott, and I live in Los Angeles. My son died of a heroin overdose a few months ago and was buried in Virginia. My ex-wife has only just told me about it, and when I looked up the obituary, the fact that he had a father is not even mentioned. My ex won't tell me anything, and I am so angry I am shaking with rage all of the time. Due to the quarantine, I am unable to go to Virginia and find his grave so I can pay my respects. I will never be able to forgive my ex for pushing me out of my son's life. My days and nights are miserable as I can't sleep because I am filled with rage for the way my ex has been withholding information from me. She's even instructed the cemetery to withhold information as to where his body is. What can I do to pay respect to my only son?
Dear Scott, I am so sorry for your loss. Let's find a way for you to forgive yourself for giving your ex so much power and the ability to incite rage in you. Your son does not lie in a grave somewhere, even though they buried his body in one. His soul is free, and he is at the light and very happy to be out of the chaos he created this lifetime. Our souls never die, and we don't have just one chance at life. You and your son have danced this thing called life before this lifetime, and I feel that you will reconnect in another incarnation. In the meantime, you can go into a meditative state and tell your son's higher self, from your higher self, all of the things you wish him to hear. You can tell him how much you love him and how blessed you were for the time you did have together. If you choose to do this, I feel you will create peace in your body, mind, and spirit once again. It is also vital that you choose to forgive yourself for giving your ex so much control over your emotions. I lovingly suggest you might choose to use the Ho'oponopono in this way. I am so sorry, Scott, for forgetting that I have the power to choose response over reaction, and I choose response now, which allows me to take my power back. I love you, Scott, and I forgive you, and I thank you for surviving the story. Ho'oponopono is a powerful, powerful tool. And Scott, I trust that this will bring you peace of mind, and I am available for further consultation if you feel the need to go deeper.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at AskDorothy@LifeChangesShow.com.
Well, stay tuned for something very special. We have opera singer Lauren Lugo on the show. You may know her from the video that went viral all over the world of her singing on a balcony in Italy, but you do not know the backstory because she has not shared it in public. So looking forward to her sharing her story when we come back on the Life Changes Show and her singing live right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
Have you felt inspired to meditate but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi Beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos like we see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi Beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi Meditation. Phi Meditation helps you harness the power of I Am for intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi Beads at PhiBeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, Beads.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life, and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@LifeChangesNetwork.com.
We are back. I am Filippo's online with Dorothy and Mark. And joining us now from her home in California is an opera singer. And before we go into the story, I have to say that I already shared this story, three or four weeks ago on the show. I think as part of the monologue, I was sharing how when all this started coming down, this coronavirus times, as we've been calling it all day, I was so busy shifting things from our show along with everybody else. Everybody on our team, we were just so busy. We were changing guests and musical guests around, and we couldn't do the show live in person anymore, et cetera, that I had family in Italy and even family here that are Italian, trying to share with me what was going on in Italy and some of the things that were happening. And I had not seen him yet, but there were videos of people singing on the balconies or playing music on the balconies to support each other during this very difficult time. They were like the first country, I believe, to be hit so hard and to start going through this. So all that being said, one of the videos that came through, lo and behold, was a person who I've had the pleasure of knowing for so many years. And it was so beautiful and so moving, it made me stop and just take in that moment and say, wow, look at what's going on, and look at what's going on with my family and all these people in Italy. And so I was not only moved by her performance, I was moved that it just solidified so much for me. And I mentioned that on the show a while back. And now that she's safe in California, we've reached out. And so she's online with us. I'm going to let her tell a piece of the story that has never been shared with everybody else. And I didn't know myself when I watched this video. So welcome to the show to our opera singer, soprano Lauren Lugo.
Hi, everyone, Life Changes listeners out there and those around the world. Well, thank you so much for inviting me.
Well, you know, we've talked about you being on the show, I don't know, a few years ago. And the next thing I knew, you were on your way to Italy. And you've been in Italy as part of an opera studies program, right?
Actually, broadcast journalism, but of course, studying independently as an opera singer. Yes.
And so you've been there off and on, I think, for a while. And then you were definitely there these past couple of months. So tell us what was starting to happen before your moment on that balcony.
Well, prior to, of course, the virus hitting what would be notably known as global pandemic, living in Italy at a time where it was more predominantly in the north, and being in Rome, where it's central. So we kind of would get a little tidbits of news here and there, whether they would shut down the schools or if businesses would close. Things advanced really quickly. And with that, it just started to become surreal and actually feel like kind of a startling, ominous nightmare that you would never expect, let alone such a vivacious nation such as Italy would undergo. And, at the time, I never would have expected that I was going to return home. My ideal thought, being a senior about to graduate with my bachelor's degree, I had to stick it out just like most students were. However, every day you just found out that your friends were returning back to the U.S. And, of course, due to the pressure of parents feeling in fear for their students who obviously are living abroad, But I think I kind of carried that pride that I adopted, although I'm not Italian, at least I don't think I am, but I feel it inside. I wanted to tough it up just like my residential neighbors that I have grown up as an adopted child of. And I thought, well, if I at least have a few acquaintances, supportive friends that live here, what else do I need, right? However, you know, with pharmacies closing, then supermarkets were beginning to allow, you know, as they are now here in the States, six people in at a time and so forth. So as you can imagine, factors led onward. And it was that tough decision where I had to make the decision to return home and leave what I would call almost like an evacuation. More than majority of my stuff is there in my flat in Rome. And I didn't get to have a chance to say goodbye or leave a note. It was just difficult. And as you can imagine, being in a position where you have two homes that you love, it's just you feel torn. And with that, I was, deciding that when I heard that people were singing on their balconies the national anthem, the soccer anthems, I thought, why not join in? But oops, I don't speak fluent Italian yet. I love Italian music. Studying opera is what I love. And I thought, well, wouldn't that be funny? I told my roommate at the time, as I'm collecting my laundry to pack up and dry outside, I said, wouldn't that be funny if I just sung the songs that I know in Italian? And those were Italian arias. And to make the long story short, I sung O Mio Babbino Caro.
Well, actually, wait, so first of all, thank you for sharing that piece of it. And I know that it's funny because you've been on ABC, on TV, you've been on, and your video went viral. That's no surprise. I mean, millions of people have seen it and shared it and been moved by it. Nobody knew that part of the story, and nobody knows this part of the story either, which I was moved when you shared with me, because that night you wanted to give, and you were leaving the next morning. So it was your farewell song.
Yes. I remember that after I sang and the feedback when I opened my eyes, because you can't see it first in the video because it's taken from behind me of my roommate who had pushed me to do it because I almost didn't want to do it. I was in a place where I felt, why should I sing? This isn't a celebratory moment for me yet. Mm-hmm. It is like me to have the song within and to express myself in that realm.
And however, Lauren, sorry to interrupt, but you actually, she pushed you in a sense, but you actually waited till everybody had been done singing and went back in their homes.
Yes, because I do suffer with major stage fright. And personally, I almost felt, if I'm not Italian, am I worthy to even get on this balcony and sing opera at a time like this? And you know, of course, opera, like many arias, are very tragic, if not romantic. And I just was in kind of a state where I shouldn't do this. But my roommate said, you owe it homage. But, you know, I felt that there was a voice inside that told me to do it. And
so you lead us to the moments, because this I found very special. You're in a robe in the video. And that's because what?
That's because, well, it was interesting. So when we were beginning, Romans were adopting the quarantine Io Resto a Casa, the famous hashtag that we're using in Italy, and they continue to, Andrea Tutto Bene, everything will be all right. You know, at that time, Rome was kind of getting used to what the North had applied to their lifestyle. And so, you know, many of us, Rome wasn't the same without a sound. And many of us were in bed until noon, until one. We didn't know what time of day it was because had gone from hustling and bustling with beautiful noise and traffic to none at all peaceful. So I think we all had great days of sleep, if that makes sense. And honestly, it made me feel better because when I opened my eyes and I saw my neighbors clapping, they too were in their pajamas as well. So I guess no bella figura, as Italians would say, of, you know, attractive dress or appropriate dress was not applied. But I felt as one with the Italians in that moment of being under quarantine.
Which is, for those who know the Italian culture, right, to appear anywhere without being appropriately dressed, quote unquote, is just not done. But you were seeing that all over the city. So the city was definitely in shock, and people were definitely not themselves, and it was hard on everybody. And particularly, most of your clothes were doing what in that moment that we could actually hear?
I didn't know
what we were hearing.
Well, you're right. There's this clicking noise. And it didn't appear to me until comments were stating, oh, and how rude, her other roommate must have been eating as they were enjoying opera, but we could hear her eating. And I kept thinking, what are they listening to? Are they hearing someone chew? Maybe a neighbor, you know, close by? It turns out my laundry was still under its cycle because, again, my roommate and I were leaving everything behind and drying and rotating. So you can, if you listen carefully to the video, you will hear this clicking noise. And that's my cycle and a zipper obviously tapping the Whirlpool glass or whatever. What the noise is. But in all honesty, it was my homage to Rome, a city that adopted me and the gift that I could give back perhaps in a moment of crisis.
So your roommate puts on the backing track, which we're actually going to hear in a moment, and you step out onto that balcony, and you, I think you close your eyes, right? And start to sing.
She told me, you're going out there. And I kept giggling and I kept going back and forth. No, this is not a time to even joke. This is not funny. She had me take a little sip of red wine. And she said, come on, think of the joy of what Italians have given you to enjoy life. You know, the sweetness of doing nothing. Il dolce far niente. And truthfully, I knew in that moment I was going to do it. However, she had put the speaker on and it went on really loud. Like she didn't know. And she said, too late. You have to go and continue the song or start with the song. And I closed my eyes. And like you mentioned before, Filippo, is everyone by then was already retiring inside to eat perhaps. And it was evening time and everyone was just not, you know, there to listen, I guess, to other further music. They ran out of songs to sing. And there I was. And when I opened my eyes, it was like a dream. I never thought maybe one or two people might have heard me. And then I look up and I could see just smiling Italians. And I just could imagine that was my farewell to them. And I was just emotionally moved in the best way possible.
Well, you hardly got any sleep. And then you were up early to catch a flight. So first off, when you noticed on Instagram, like 10 minutes later, it had been viewed over 100,000 times or something like that?
Yes, it did. Once Barstool Sports had asked permission to repost my video, I just kind of was packing and I noticed my phone kept blowing up with notifications. And yeah, to fast forward it, I had to be in a few hours. Like imagine having to pack up most of your belongings and to try to decipher what you'll take, what you'll leave, or will you come back in 2 weeks? Will you come back in a year? You'll never know. And to see that you're going viral as the next day you are to board the last flight for Americans to fly home.
Wow.
And I was going to have to be on standby on a waiting list of 60 other Americans trying
to
get from Europe back to the U.S.
Wow. Well, you did get on that flight and en route to America, your home, you landed in London and you switched on your phone. And what did you see?
I saw that I had reached 1.5 million on that account.
Within a few hours. Wow. Well, let's well deserved and beautifully done. And I'm excited that you're going to share with us and all the audience that is listening. So I know you already had a lot of fans and now you have a lot more who are going to get to hear you do the very aria that you did on that balcony that went viral. And I might say for the first time on radio, as a matter of fact, this is the first time you've ever been on radio. So welcome. And here is Lauren Lugo performing O Mio Babbino Caro from the opera Gianni Schicchi as she did live on the balcony in Italy. Thank you. Brava, Lauren. Lauren Lugo, live on the Life Changes Show from her home. Lauren, it would have been so special to have you in studio with us, especially since you're so close by. You're just in Southern California here in Orange County. And so unfortunately, the connection didn't do the justice that it served, but how special that you're doing this and that you did this for us today. Find Lauren Lugo on Facebook. You can find her, obviously, on Instagram. And you can also see the video as we also posted it, actually, several different places on Life Changes' various pages. So, Lauren, you just celebrated a birthday, so happy birthday.
Thank you.
And I'm grateful to, I should say, by the way, that aria written by Puccini. So I should say thank you to Eva Franchi for introducing us so many years ago when you sang at the Sergio Franchi event. And I believe you might have sung this piece or maybe something else. But whatever it is, I'd love to hear something else before we have to go. Would you be willing and able to do something else?
Sure, I would love to. Let's take it back to Eva Franchi's concert. Let's do Quando Me Vo by Puccini.
Ah, very good. Okay, from La Boheme, here is Lauren Lugo with Quando Me Vo live on the Life Changes Show at Home edition. Brava, brava, Lauren Lugo. That's Lauren, L-A-U-R-E-N, Lugo, L-U-G-O. Find her on Facebook, Lauren Lugo, Instagram, Lauren Lugo. Actually, put Lauren Lugo and you'll see what she's been up to. And Lauren, this has been very special. And what is most special to me especially is that you're living up to what you feel the purpose of your voice is, which you say to spread awareness through the therapy of music. And you hope to inspire others. Your philosophy is that through hardship, music can truly be transformative, and it is the greatest gift that keeps on giving to one another. Thank you for being that, and congratulations to your mama as well. Say hello to her from me, and I look forward to seeing you, both of you, soon.
Thank you so much. Likewise, Filippo and the Life Changes host. Without your platform, people would not remember to love themselves, continue that self-care during quarantine. So thank you so much for having me be a guest, a music artist, and as well as a contributor to remind ourselves what this time is all about. And that's to reconnect with our hobbies, our passions, and so forth. So thank you.
Brava. Thank you so much, Lauren Lugo. And with that, that is our show. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our producer and co-host, Mark Leger, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.